There's a popular expression that goes, life begins outside of your comfort zone. Yes and no. See, with a lot of these sort of expressions that we echo without thinking, the response should always be sometimes. Sometimes life begins outside of your comfort zone. Now, this isn't going to be a motivational video where I'm going to tell you how to live your life. I just want to present to you some things to think about. Because if you're talking about your incarnation, for example, your present incarnation more than likely began in a comfort zone. Like your mother's womb is literally a comfort zone. Like you want to be comfortable when you're incubating a child, when you're growing something, right? If at any point in time in the 9 month period in which you are being, your body, I should say, is being incubated, you're uncomfortable, like things happen, bad things happen. So life doesn't begin outside of your comfort zone. It actually begins in probably one of the most comfortable situations you can ever find yourself in, where you are walking inside of the body of somebody who will more than likely do whatever it takes to make sure that you are born into the world and that you're healthy and you're happy and you're safe and will more than likely protect you with their lives. That's where life, for the most part, begins, in something very comfortable and safe and warm for 9 months as you incubate, as you grow. So life doesn't always begin outside of your comfort zone. Another thing that begins outside of your comfort zone is discomfort. Discomfort begins outside of your comfort zone. So those suffering. I don't know why this cord is here. Suffering also begins outside of your comfort zone. You're comfortable right now. And check your pulse. You are also alive. So it is possible to be comfortable and also to be alive. Now, I understand what is the point of these sort of expressions, right? What they mean to say is that sometimes you have to break outside of your routines to develop a different way of viewing the world or to open yourself up to more opportunities. Like that, I get. But we've kind of lost sense of the general idea behind that. And instead, it's become this thing where people are just pushing themselves to do things that make them feel uncomfortable. Go out there and jump out of a fucking plane because it's you challenging yourself and you're living outside of your comfort zone. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. I'm just saying that there are alternatives to that mindset. Like maybe don't do things that maybe don't do things that make you uncomfortable. Sometimes discomfort is actually a sign that you shouldn't be doing that thing that you're thinking of doing. Like I said, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not trying to tell you how to live, but I'm just saying that sometimes just blindly doing things that you're uncomfortable doing because life begins outside of your comfort zone is maybe not the best approach to take all the time. I was getting my nails and I was talking to a lady who was doing my nails, and she was saying how when she's not working, she loves to volunteer at a woman's outreach program. And one of her things that she wants to do is be able to connect with women on camera around the world, like on YouTube, and talk to them, particularly women who are in relationships that are unhealthy and abusive. It's something that is personal for her and is important for her to do, but she's uncomfortable in front of a camera. And what she said was, I know that I need to challenge myself and I need to just force myself to do this thing and I need to do what makes me uncomfortable and operate out of the space of like essentially discomfort. So I just need to get a camera and I need to sit there and I just need to do it. And I was like, why are you saying that? She's like, well, because I know that life begins outside of your comfort zone. And I was like, who told you that? She was like, Tony Robbins. I was like, okay. Maybe for him, maybe for him that works for him, you know? And he makes a lot of money telling people to just do things and make them uncomfortable. But there are a lot of people who also do well working from within their comfort level. For example, right, her sister, she said, does really well on camera. She does beauty tips and makeup, and she just loves being on in front of the camera. And I was like, okay, but your sister is comfortable in front of the camera. And she's successful doing that. Like, she does really well on YouTube for herself, but she's not working outside of her comfort zone. That's something that she's really comfortable doing. She loves makeup, she loves being on camera. And so she's just found a way to do well doing what she loves. And she's absolutely comfortable in that space. So you trying to echo your sister isn't really working for you. It's not the same thing because she's operating from a space of comfort while you're trying to kind of echo her because you feel like that's the path for you to take. And you're not starting because you're not working from a zone in which you're comfortable in. That's not a fair comparison. What I said was, what are you comfortable with? And she was like, I'm comfortable just recording my voice. And I said, start from there. Start in your comfort zone. You don't have to do things that make you uncomfortable. That's not a hard and fast rule that applies to everybody. Sometimes, if something makes you uncomfortable, pay attention to that. That's actually kind of a sign that you should be listening to that. And then don't do the thing that makes you uncomfortable because, yes, sometimes you can have access to opportunities if you do things outside of your comfort zone, and those can be exhilarating, but sometimes suffering also is triggered by you moving in spaces that make you uncomfortable. Like I, for example, I'm uncomfortable walking out in certain neighborhoods at night. I'm not going to put myself in an uncomfortable situation just so I can feel alive because I will also probably feel dead, right? If I do that at the wrong time, that's risky. There's no reason for me to do that. I'm very comfortable being comfortable in my home or in the safety of a building at certain points of time and in certain spaces. Sometimes discomfort is a good thing to pay attention to. So what I told her was an analogy. Think of a seed, right? A seed needs to put down roots. Okay? If you take a seed and you cast it out to a field, right? That would make the seed uncomfortable. Right? That is outside of the seed's comfort zone. But the seed probably won't last very long in a field, depending on the seed, of course, before it can get picked off by birds. So, for the most part, you want to take a seed and you want to put it in a very small space that it has room to grow into. And that's a very comfortable space for a seed. And then, as its roots begin to sort of grow out and it gets comfortable feeling itself, it's like, oh, okay, so I'm not in this little case anymore. Okay, now I'm a little seedling. It puts its root out and then it kind of pokes its head up and it goes, oh, okay, what's this? All right. And then what's happening? What happens? After a while, it will grow past its comfort zone naturally. I'll say that again. After a while, it will grow past its comfort zone naturally, and then it's going to want to move a bit more. And so then you'll take it out of its little cup, and then you put it in a slightly bigger cup, and then allow it to grow into that comfort zone. And then you move it into a bigger, before you finally put it in a field once it's strong and it's got strong roots and it's got a strong trunk. Then it can go, okay, I'm ready. It didn't start outside of its comfort zone. It started in a very comfortable zone, probably in your kitchen. You can try this in your kitchen, probably in a greenhouse where it's protected and safe, because that's how things grow. Think about that. I want you to think about that. I just want to offer you a different perspective. It's okay if you are that kind of person that just likes to jump out there and just see what happens. But maybe if that doesn't apply to you, that makes you uncomfortable and that's what's stopping you from doing things, it's okay then to start within your comfort zone. I, for example, have never really been comfortable in front of the camera, but I didn't start in front of the camera. People who know me know that I started a while ago just writing blogs, because that was where I was comfortable. I was most comfortable, right? And then the writing turned into sort of creating little videos, little shorts that would illustrate my points. And then after a point, I realized like, oh, you can only type so much, and sometimes like people don't want to read, so it's better to just talk to people. I've got the technology, and that's when I set up my first camera. It was my phone. And was I like crazy? Was I nervous about like was I crazy about doing this? Yes and no. I was kind of excited at the new opportunity to try something new, to talk directly to the audience, right? Was I nervous? Of course. Was I uncomfortable? Only slightly. It was only slightly outside of my comfort zone, because the people that I was recording videos for, I was shadow banned at the time. So the people who were seeing my videos were only like a handful of people. And so I was still relatively comfortable, because I knew that even if I posted this video, only a few people would see it. And it was more of a let me test to see if I can even, like, if I can do this and I can get my message across. And so I did. And now, hundreds of videos later, I can sit and talk and it doesn't really mean anything. But I didn't jump straight into DSLR camera. You guys have watched me, fancy microphone and all of that jazz, right? I just started writing. That was my comfort zone. And you're allowed to grow within your comfort zone. I don't agree with this mindset that you have to just go about doing things that make you uncomfortable. That's also a really good way to deaden your intuition, because sometimes not feeling good, this doesn't make me feel good, is a warning that you shouldn't continue doing the thing. And sometimes just being alert to the fact that this doesn't feel good is also a new way to sort of start a new life. I no longer feel good doing this thing. I am uncomfortable doing this thing. I want to seek something else where I feel more comfortable doing. And that's okay too.